Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Let's check in with News Nation's Robert Sherman, who is in Tel Aviv at this hour. Robert, is the feeling there, the ground part of the war is minutes away, days, weeks? What are people saying there?
You know, I mean, the key million-dollar word has been imminent here, Bob. But, I mean, as you can tell, you know, imminent, you know, doesn't always have the Merriam-Webster dictionary that we've always come to know it as. Because, I mean, we've kind of been waiting on this for a few days, and then there was the understanding that probably after President Biden left is when it would have to take place. You've heard the rhetoric from Israeli leadership down along the Gaza border. The defense minister looked a lot of the soldiers in the eyes yesterday and said, for those of you who can see Gaza now, soon you will be seeing it from the inside. I mean, that seems like it says it, you know, right there, that something is going to happen here. But we don't know when. And we just spoke with an IDF spokesperson. I mean, they use a lot of phrases like if and possible ground invasion. But they've not put anything into firmness, which you wouldn't expect that they would. You know, they wouldn't want to tip their hand as to what their military operation plans are. Mm-hmm. But there's still a lot of question marks here.
It's late afternoon there in Tel Aviv. Has it been quiet for the most part where you are?
Today's been quiet. Today's been quiet in Tel Aviv. Not so much at the northern border, though. We've seen a lot more activity there. They just evacuated a town of about 20,000 people from northern Israel, as it seems as though the tensions continue to heighten there. And there's been some missile activity coming from southern Lebanon. Pretty much every time it's Hezbollah that takes responsibility, every now and then it's another actor. But that's something that we have to keep a very close eye on for fear that this escalates around the region.
And what was the response that you heard there from the president's speech last night?
You know, it seems as though that people have been satisfied on the ground here with what President Biden has had to say. I would contend that people are more keenly interested in what President Biden has had to say than Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has had to say, who has drawn the ire of many people here in Israel, as a lot of people point the finger at him. But everywhere you go, you have people who are just sitting in front of their computers watching President Biden's speech, watching it on television. Mm-hmm. It seems as though that's where they're putting their weight right now. What does the president of the United States have to say?
Yeah, not surprising. Robert Sherman in Tel Aviv, appreciate the reporting as always. Robert, you take care.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.